6 different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories at 12 hours. CCPC handles 103 mergers worth 17.6 billion kwacha in 2025. Zambia produced 178,000 tons of maize seed in 2025. And family seeks answers as Kenyan fighting for Russia killed in Ukraine.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, has announced that it handled a total of 103 merger transactions in 2025 with a collective investment value of approximately 17.6 billion kwacha, creating 1,191 jobs for Zambians. Speaking during the 2025 annual performance, CCPC Executive Director Eunice Hamavwa said the investments were recorded across a wide range of sectors, including manufacturing, mining, agriculture, education, and real estate. She has also disclosed that the commission investigated a total of 19 abuse of dominance cases in 2025, compared to 14 in 2024, and 38 restrictive business practice cases, representing a 7.3% decrease from 2024. Meanwhile, Ms. Hamavwa has revealed that the commission has fined Yango for engaging in below-cost pricing of taxi rides and withholding incentives for drivers, among other violations.
The number of major transactions had remained relatively high in the past 2 years compared to 63 transactions in 2023. The major cases reviewed in 2025 had a collective investment valued of approximately $17.6 billion compared to $9.6 billion in 2024. These major transactions facilitated the creation and preservation of 1,191 direct and indirect jobs.
Resident Doctors Association of Zambia President Dr. Paul Chiwe has urged government to ensure that all public pronouncements are followed through to full implementation. Dr. Chiwe has cited the 2025 announcement on the recruitment of health workers, which he said was never implemented, despite government later announcing another recruitment exercise. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Chiwe has noted that such situations undermine confidence among those waiting to be employed, including clinical officers, nurses, and doctors, many of whom continue to volunteer in public health facilities while hoping for permanent employment. He has since called on governments to restore confidence by ensuring that all recruitment commitments are honored, stressing that consistency and follow-through are essential for morale in the health sector.
Government needs to start making pronouncements, making sure those pronouncements are followed up and to implementation. Other than we have, you pronounce the recruitment to 2025, you don't actualize it, again, we go to 2026, again, there are more pronouncements of employing health workers, yet no one is being employed. I think that instills lack of confidence in the people in the sector at this point of Vosgien. Yes, clinical officers, everyone is Vosgien, and these guys, one hope that they have is one day they'll be employed. That's why they get excited when Minister was stating they'll be recruited. But when we have now this pronunciation, just go and check that no one is talking, it brings about lack of confidence.
Government says in 2025, the country produced a total of 178,000 metric tons of maize seed, of which 88,380 metric tons were exported, compared to 52,000 metric tons exported in 2024. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Valewa Zulu said the increase in exports demonstrates growing regional and international demand for Zambian seed and highlights the country's expanding role as a supplier of high-quality agricultural inputs. Mr. Zulu said maize seed is exported to several African countries, including Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, South Africa, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Angola, Nigeria, and Senegal, as well as to European markets such as Italy and France. He said locally, farmers consumed approximately 55,000 metric tons of seed, ensuring sufficient supply for planting and replanting. Mr. Zulu said this contributes to national seed security, promotes higher agricultural productivity, and supports farmers' livelihoods by providing reliable access to certified seed.
The growth of the seed sector has been strengthened by key government policies and investment in modern seed production infrastructure. The Minister of Agriculture therefore recognizes the critical role of the Seed Control and Certification Institute, which continues to ensure quality and international competitiveness in the seed industry. The Minister of Agriculture is optimistic that with increased land registered for seed production this year, both production and exports will continue to grow. This will further strengthen Zambia's position as a regional hub for seed production.
United Nations Development Programme UNDP resident representative Dr. James Wakiaga has described the smart health system as a game changer that will strengthen health resilience in communities by delivering faster and more reliable digital health services. Dr. Wakiaga said the partnership will provide internet connectivity to 423 health facilities, most of which are located in remote and rural communities. Speaking when he featured on the Hot FM Breakfast Show, Dr. Wakiaga has explained that access to reliable internet in far-flung areas will significantly improve healthcare delivery, as health workers will be able to access digital platforms, communicate more efficiently, and provide timely services to patients. Dr. Wakiaga has added that for Zambia to achieve universal health coverage, smart health solutions must be fully integrated into the national health system.
So the smart health system here really is the combination of solar for health, where we ensure we install solar systems in these remote and rural health centers, and at the same time we also install internet connectivity through the Starlink, and therefore most of the satellite internet depends on reliable electricity, and therefore the solar